This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A new committee has been created by the state legislature to talk about the future of the universities of Wisconsin.
The committee includes four lawmakers and 14 other members, and they are planned to meet several times this year before issuing their recommendations.
Earlier this month, the committee met for the first time to go over some of their key topics and set their agenda.
We spoke with two committee members last week to learn about what's at stake for UW schools. Later, we'll hear from Shauna Freilich, an associate teaching professor in the communication department at UW Green Bay. But first, we speak with Democratic State Senator Chris Larson, who represents District 7 in Milwaukee and is one of four lawmakers on the committee. Senator Larson, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Lee. Happy to be here.
Let's start with a brief background. What are these legislative committees, and what were the reasons behind forming this legislative study committee on the future of the UW?
So legislative study committees have been around for a while. They're just set up outside the scope of regular committees, which are made up of legislators during the legislative session, to try and tackle bigger problems. They usually have people from outside the legislature, experts in the field of study, and they are brought up in terms of nominations. So ideas are put forward. Whatever party is in the majority is the one that decides which ones to pursue. So even though their goal is to try and have a larger goal, to achieve a larger goal, engender deeper discussions on things, if you have a single party control of the legislature, they can still have a partisan bent to them. But ideally, historically, they're meant to try and avoid that.
So let's talk a little bit about the makeup of this committee. There are four lawmakers, two Republicans and two Democrats, which includes yourself, and 14 other members. What do we know about how these members were selected, Senator?
We don't know a lot. All we know is that nominations were put in. There was applications put in to serve on this committee. We have not gotten a full list of who applied and who was accepted, but it's decided by a small group of folks who are within leadership. And again, you know, with our gerrymandered state, that is under Republican control. So of those 14 members, you have zero students. You know, suffice it to say, I'm not a good an exact judge of age, but I don't know if we have anybody on the committee who's under the age of 30. It strikes me as odd that we don't have anybody who's actually actively a student within the university system. You know, get out there and talk about what they actually are seeing and what they are believing and what they are finding value in our university system, while the other 18 of us talk around that very topic.
Senator Larson, as a member of this committee, do you think the committee represents the stakeholders in this UW system?
I think it represents part of the stakeholders, but it does not, unfortunately, represent the students, right? And if we are talking around the goal of this, which is supposed to be about workforce planning and student demand for specific areas of study, I think it does strike me as odd that we don't have as many professors on there or students who are actually there talking and interfacing with the university. So if we're going to come up with an outcome to be able to get direct input as to what value students are looking for, or better yet, you know, students, prospective students who opted not to attend the university at all, whether they went to a different institution or whether they saw the cost, the sticker shock was enough for them, and they decided to forego higher education altogether, which is not an uncommon path young people are taking.
Senator Chris Larson, our guest, he is one of the 18-member Legislative Study Committee on the Future of the UW. And Senator Larson, you told the Capital Times recently that this study committee, quote, may already be a farce before it starts. What did you mean by that? And what are some of your concerns about this committee going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a number. I've served in higher education and education in general for most of the time that I've been a legislator, and that's totaling over 13 years now. And we've had a number of different committees like this, going over the details of what's going on within our universities. And one of them strikes me in particular, which was the Roger Roth was the chair of the Colleges and and Universities Committee, and he came out with a very slanted report that called for shuttering a lot of institutions across the state and shifting, spinning off the UW-Madison. And it seems that that has been something that the business community has kind of revolved around. They have not been friendly to the Wisconsin idea, or frankly, of being able to have that exploration of the mind that the university system was set up as, not just to be able to say, let's turn out some folks to be able to work in our community, but to be able to say, well, what are the things facing society? What are the things facing our community, our government? And what is the best way to be able to tackle those, right? And be able to expand a person's mind, and then to be able to come up with solutions to that. That's something of great value, I do think. And given that there's been a history of trying to shutter and shut down and consolidate our universities, I do feel that given the way that the folks who are on this committee, it's kind of stacked in that direction. I will say, I don't want to preempt your next question, but I will say the first meeting was kind of hopeful that there was a lot of folks who, they didn't, that there was some, of course, who were narrowed in on that specific goal. But for the most part, people seemed really open-minded. So that was a breath of fresh air. So I go into the next meeting very hopeful that if people continue to stay on that track and be open-minded, that we can actually engage in a conversation about what we should do with our universities.
Senator Larson, you talked about some skepticism about this committee of which you were a part at the outset, but if you were, and you've also talked about some optimistic potential here, what would you like to see come from this committee as you're scheduled to meet, I think, five times before the end of this year, as this committee wraps up its work, what would you like to see come out of it?
I mean, honestly, I would really like to see the UW system continue to be a beacon for the rest of the country. I think of Wisconsin when I travel across the country or anywhere else, that this is one of the things that we advertise, that we are as Wisconsinites, right? They know we like cheese. if they like football, they know we love the Packers. Don't bother us on Sundays. And we love our outdoors, but our college, this is our calling card to be able to say, this is one of the pillars that holds us up higher than the rest of the country, that we value the Wisconsin idea, the challenging of ideas, and to be able to push to new frontiers. And I would hope that we would do that for this next century, and to be able to adjust as needed. I would hope that we would continue to try and be that calling beacon, not just for the state, but across the country, to call people here to be able to pursue their passions, to be able to develop ideas that are going to shape our country and shape our planet. This is the state. Our universities is the proven ground where Social Security started, right? The grand plans that FDR came up with for the New Deal started at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where those professors moved on to his administration. That and nothing less than that is my hope for what we can come up with this university's study committee.
Hey, Senator Larson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for bringing attention to this. Have a good one, Lee.
That was State Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee, one of four of the lawmakers on the Legislative Study Committee looking into the future of the Universities of Wisconsin. Now, we also spoke with Professor Shauna Frelick last week. She's an associate teaching professor in the Department of Communication at UW Green Bay. And Professor Frelick, thank you for being here.
Oh, this is my privilege. Thanks for inviting me to the show.
Yeah, and let's start with why it was important to you to apply to become a part of this committee on the future of the UW.
Yeah, so I have been in higher education for over 18 years, and I have spent over 10 years teaching at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. I love my work. I love the students. The ability to engage and make an impact is quite a calling, and I really believe it's an honor to have this opportunity to teach. And with the changing that we have going on in higher ed and the opportunity to help be part of a transformative work where the hard work of democracy is done and having difficult conversations, I welcome that opportunity. If I can be a voice that supports students, that supports, you know, the smaller institutions that are not Madison at this point. I was eager and excited to be a part of this.
But this committee has only three professors of the 18 members on it, two from UW-Madison and you representing UW-Green Bay. In your mind, is this enough of campus representation? And who else would you like to see on this committee if you were to choose?
You know, I would say that in order for the university system to move forward, there needs to be collaboration. And I can say the committee is full of brilliant men and women who represent, you know, everything from the legislative system to the administration. Would it be good to have more faculty? Possibly, yes. Probably pulling from other universities. Because the faculty, they're at the lowest level of system and they see and know the issues firsthand. They might not have the data and that, you know, higher administration has, but they have the stories, they have the anecdotes, they have the examples of currently what is happening that would possibly help propel the conversation forward in imagining what does the UW system need to transform into.
Professor Frelick, what are the issues, the big issues you've been seeing at UW-Green Bay that you are hoping that this committee on the future of the UW will take seriously?
Well, there are a number of issues, and I guess what I would say from my perspective, if I were to name three issues that I think are important to look at, the first is just that the higher ed landscape is changing. We have lower enrollments, difficulty with retention, a change in our student who is coming to college. Student readiness is down. And with that, there are quite a bit of support structures and administrative structures to support students under open access. But the student is changing. And so I think that's something that needs to be looked at. The second, I would say, can be around, for myself, seeing the oversaturation of universities across the country in our state, both public and private. And so I don't think this is a conversation the committee is having that one should hold with fear, but really hold with anticipation for the opportunity to bring change and talk about what does this look like if we have lower enrollment and we have demographic changes that are coming our way that we don't have any control over as far as students that will be entering a new the university function. And then finally, I would say as a professor in communication, I teach communication law, which is all about free speech and the First Amendment. I also teach public address, which is near and dear to me because it's one's opportunity to exercise free speech. And what I see quite often is fear among students and among faculty in being able to exercise their ability to freely speak.
Professor Frelick, our guest from UW-Green Bay, she is one of 18 members of the Legislative Study Committee on the Future of the Universities of Wisconsin. And I want to ask you more about the student perspective here, Professor Frelick. When you think about your students, considering none of them are on the committee, you have alumni on the committee, but no current students or prospective students, what do you think they would consider the top priorities for this committee?
Well, I spoke on it, actually. I think many students would say, please do not raise our tuition. That would be one issue that they would mention. Many of my students are hardworking and they're still unable, despite working all summer and in the school year, are unable to make tuition and housing out of pocket. And so they're taking out student loans. And so I would say that's a concern. I would also say another concern that students have raised to me, sidebar conversations, our concerns around free speech. Can I offer and hold my views? If I'm not a majority individual speaking on campus, is it safe for me to share my beliefs? Do I have the liberty for that? I would say many students that I work with would probably raise that as a concern as well.
Professor, what are you hoping to see come from this committee?
We need to, as a state, come to a place of solidarity where we see that the university system has the ability to transform culture and transform the culture in our state. And if this committee can stay with that common ground and work together, then we can propel that Wisconsin idea. And we can see collectively the flourishing that both sides of our political system want to see. We want to see Wisconsin system grow stronger, stay viable. We want to see our knowledge shared and applied beyond campus. And we want to see human beings that fall in every spectrum, whether it's first generation or third generation, whether they're straight or LGBTQ, whatever nationality one might have or color of their skin. We want to see all of our students flourish and grow and then give back to our state and to the community that we live in. And I guess, you know, that for me is honestly why I am on this committee, is hoping that we can propose and help bring transformative thought and collaborate and really seek to understand what is currently going on. And one of the committee members, and many, are going to continue to ask for the university system to show data, to bring the facts that are needed to the table so we can look at numbers and we can really assess at a deeper level what is going on, so that when there is a proposal, that it's founded in fact and not fear, and that you have many minds collaborating and looking at the issues together.
Hey, Professor Frelich, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to see how this work continues to evolve at the committee level.
We've been talking about the new legislative committee on the future of the universities of Wisconsin with State Senator Chris Larson from District 7 in Milwaukee and Shauna Frelich, an associate teaching professor in the Department of Communication at UW-Green Bay. The committee is expected to meet several more times before this year's end. And for full disclosure, WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison.